This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I gotta tell you, when they announced their engagement yesterday, I felt like they're already married. Congrats to Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, who officially announced they're engaged. I mean, they've been acting like they're married for years now.
Oh, yeah.
They've been living in Oklahoma on his ranch and in L.A. He's been like a second father to our kids. We've seen it. You know, so for them to announce this, I was like, oh, you're already married in my mind.
What's funny is that they must have announced that right after they filmed this episode of The Voice from last night, because I tuned in toward the end, right before This Is Us.
Yeah.
And Gwen Stefani referred to Blake Shelton as her boyfriend still. There was no fiance mentioned yet.
Oh, we're editing. Screw
it. So it wasn't yet. But I'm sure next week they will probably address it, because it looked like it was a newer episode. Season 19 now of The Voice.
That's crazy.
19. It's been
and
on for that long.
Stefani and Blake Shelton have been together since 2015. Five years, those two have been dating.
They did a song together.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know, he's 44.
Yeah.
She's 51.
Yeah. She's 51.
Yeah. Not the first marriage for either. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
What do you like better? Old School, No Doubt, or Gwen Stefani when she went solo? You had to pick one.
Ooh, they're both good. I'll go solo Gwen Stefani, though.
All right.
But I liked them both.
Yeah, I like the older. Like,
and I've met her, and she is the sweetest, but she's quiet.
She's got really big feet, too. Did you notice that?
No, but
she's got Allie feet. She's tall.
Well, she's tall.
Yeah.
I noticed that she was tall when I met her, but she had on big, big heels, so I didn't think anything of it. So if she's tall, of course she's going to have big feet.
We should play. Can we talk to our boss about playing more Gwen Stefani?
I'm fine.
We're playing some Gwen Stefani over our throwback weekend.
Hey.
Turn back the clock.
Sure.
You listening, boss?
You send that email right now, Riggs.
I request. She's relevant. She's in the news. We should play some Gwen Stefani.
Well, she's been on The Voice and she's been relevant, you know. I don't think she ever left.
All right. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, congratulations.
Getting married.
Yeah. Could have used bucket and a mop yesterday. Maybe some WAP.
Yeah, I'm dying to know what happened because
after we left yesterday, Allie,
I was talking to our boss.
Yeah.
He was, we're closed, but he was in here and we're standing there masked up talking, and all of the sudden, lights start shining.
Fire alarm going off.
The loudest alarm you've ever heard.
I go outside in the hallway expecting to be like single file to walk out of the building looking for smoke or something.
Can I just say it's funny when a fire alarm goes off, nobody cares. Like nobody even... I looked at our boss. I go, we need to make sure there's no fire before we wonder who pulled the alarm. Like, are we okay?
You know what, Allie? Things are broken here so often it didn't faze me, because I knew they were working on our alarms. They had guys here working on the system. So I assumed that that's what they were doing. Plus, you and I were getting ready to walk out anyways. Yeah. I said, if there's a fire, we'll see it when we walk out.
Well, and I'm not going to sit in the building with that alarm going off. It's too loud. If we can leave, we're leaving. So we left.
Yeah.
But.
As you and I pull out of the parking lot of the radio station, two police cars, Hales Corners cops, come rushing in.
Hey,
full
guys.
Full lights, everything.
Thank you.
Yes. Doing
but
their
the
job.
Guy, they
the alarm,
passed us. Yeah. The cop. I was behind Riggs driving down Grange Avenue. I see a cop going 90. With his lights on towards the radio station, and Riggs and I are smiling at each other.
Down Grange, towards that, there's a little roundabout at Grange, like 100-something street, and he whips around that thing. We both look at each other, and we're like, what is going on?
We knew they were coming to the radio station, but we had left.
So the alarm worked. It had triggered things. So after we leave, apparently the fire department shows up next. There's a huge fire engine in our parking lot.
Why did I leave before the hot firemen came?
Right? A guy in the other radio station, he goes, yeah, as I was leaving, right after you guys, we have another smaller building at our radio station.
Yeah.
One that's across.
It's our old building.
Yes. I have no idea what it is. It looks like an old haunted house to me, honestly.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's in that building.
It's creepy.
But it's
really old.
So there's two separate buildings here at Kiss FM.
Yeah.
That was the other building where he said he walked out to his car. There was smoke coming out of that building.
Wait. There was a fire? There was a fire?
Yes. There was a fire of some sort.
Way.
He goes, I don't know what was going on. He goes, there were fire trucks here. There was smoke coming out of the building.
I got goosebumps because we were laughing. We thought somebody pulled it.
I know, too.
See what I said about we got to make sure. And we left moving on with our lives.
What's crazy is we're connected to the building over there. So if there's a fire over there, we know about it over at our building,
which
is great. And
the police
department knows about it. They responded right away. Thank goodness.
I knew as soon as the fire alarm went off, they were going to come because they always always do. You
right.
know, they get the trigger or whatever that our alarm's going off. What? So wait, there but was it, a fire. Okay, wait.
There was a
oh
fire
my God,
in the
my
building.
My head's going to explode.
Our other building that
was
we
on
have.
Fire.
There's a lot of other equipment and
Is
things
it okay?
in there. I don't know. I have no
what
idea.
Got destroyed. I have so
I
many
have,
questions.
I have so many questions too. And he had just as many. And he goes, I don't know what's in that building. What could have caught on fire? I'm thinking an electrical fire of some
yeah.
sort. There's so much equipment over there.
Well, and God only knows what people did with wires and cords over the years. You
yes,
know?
Because it's such an old building. Things have been crossed. Things have been left around sitting out. Who knows if there's a gas can that tipped over and something sparked. It could be a number of things, but the building is still there, so it couldn't have been that destructive. Seems like it was something
Let
small.
Let me just say
right?
that only in 2020 does our building catch on fire.
We don't really.
And we don't we, even
care. It
doesn't
faze us.
I mean,
does
we're
not
like,
even faze
fire.
Us.
Ah, it's burning down. What? A, I mean,
in fact,
it's.
We laughed as we rolled out of the office building laughing at one another.
Yes,
like kids,
we were
like.
cracking up. Like, here come the police. They're going
they're
90
show
for
up.
A fire alarm.
They're
and it wasn't just a fire alarm.
They're going to show up to nothing. No, they showed up to smoke. Not a huge fire, so there wasn't like a fire alarm or whatever
yeah,
that's called.
But we needed them.
We did.
So thank you.
Yes, of course.
Thank you to our first responders.
I want to know. I have so
that.
Many questions about what could have happened over in that other
wow.
building. What we have over there that caught mm-hmm. fire.
Mm-hmm.
What could it be?
Mm-hmm.
You ever? Do you know anybody that's had
I
a house burned
electrical.
Down before?
It's got to be something electrical in an old building with all that stuff hooked up. I can only imagine. Because weren't we having technical difficulties like all day?
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, like
it could have been related.
Yeah,
and it
a bunch
was
of
a Tuesday,
were.
And things
was,
are really
oh,
things are wonky on Tuesdays around here for some reason. I've been keeping track for the last 6 weeks. Things are strange on Tuesdays.
Well,
here.
Now I want to go out there and see what burnt down. I mean, the building's
don't go
still
investigate.
Standing.
They have teams for that.
Okay,
no.
fine.
They have professionals, Allie. Leave it
well,
to them.
Are those firefighter professionals coming back right. today between 5 and 10 a.m. when
we're
I'm
gonna,
here?
We got to bring in forensics, the forensics department. That's who we need. Not FBI, Allie. It's a different branch of the government. It's KISS FM. All right, it's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Alley. We had a fire alarm go off at the building yesterday. And if you know, if you've ever been in the situation where you have an alarm going off in like an office building, I've had the one go off in my kitchen, but that's because mm-hmm. I'm cooking something
right.
and I can just.
And you know what it is.
I know exactly
but
what it is. I can see it.
You had the nerve to say to me, you were I think you were joking, but you were like, what, we didn't file out single file?
Well, I said, that's what I'm used to. That's what they teach you about fires when you're little. You get single file and you walk out the building and you wait outside, let the fire department. Department go in and do their job.
And I said, that's a kid thing. We teach that to children because they're unable to understand how to function in the world.
Yes.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
We do not have to do single file lines out of the office when there's a fire alarm going off. That does not translate into adulthood. Maybe if you deal with a stairwell and a lot of people in a big building.
But I was thinking, because you had mentioned nobody was looking for the fire, and I thought, I'm not going to look for a fire. That's not my job.
Yeah,
because
but...
what happens if you open a door, there's a fire behind that door, now something comes out. You've made the fire get bigger than it needs to mm-hmm. be. You've exposed smoke.
See, I didn't go that far in my mind, and neither did you. We were looking around giggling. Stop
we
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop
we both were.
We were not looking for the fire. I looked
That's
around
That's the joke,
and
is that
smoke.
Nobody was looking for it. It's that nobody looked for it. Nobody cared.
But the single file thing, that is a kid thing,
it
man.
It totally is, yes.
But Riggs is like, come on. That's how they teach us.
We should be as adults. We
if,
should be. We
if
should
I
do
stuck
what, why
with
don't
everything
we
they taught me in school, I'd be screwed.
Yes, you get under your desk for tornadoes and earthquakes. You get in door jams. Because that's what you do
yeah.
in an earthquake, right?
Well, that's work, though.
They do.
We just don't have earthquakes, so we don't have this problem.
We could. We
oh
very well
gosh.
Could have an earthquake.
Well, and fires are not funny.
No.
But you had me cracking up that you thought we should still be going single file as grown-ups.
What else do they... Do you remember the other things they teach you about fire safety as a kid? Like feeling the door if it's hot?
Oh, gosh,
before you
yes.
open the door? That
yes.
was always a super important thing.
Yes.
Because if you,
yes.
you see if there's smoke coming mm-hmm. in, you know there's fire.
Yeah.
If the door is too hot to touch, don't open the door because there's probably fire right behind it.
I've just never been around a real fire to have to actually
either.
Try these things, and I'm knock on wood grateful for that.
Do you
I don't
know
want to be a part of a real fire. I really don't.
Do you know anyone who's lost a house in a fire?
I know someone who lost their life in a fire. Yeah,
their life in a fire.
Yes,
that's even
in
worse.
College.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. She a girl was sleeping, and there was no smoke alarm, and somebody threw either a cigarette or something that somebody like. Threw something in the trash and left, and she, that smoke inhalation, she died. Yeah, I'll never forget it. It was awful. So a friend whose
house burnt down this summer. He didn't lose their life, but they lost their house and everything.
Which is still traumatic to lose all your stuff. It's just stuff, but you're like sitting there like, whoa, yeah.
This was from ashes from a fire they had the night before, from like one of those little fire pits, the metal fire pits that people have in their backyard. Yeah. Somebody had taken the ashes and put them in the trash can the next morning, so they thought that they were out.
Yeah.
They were like, it's been there overnight. There was no smoke. It wasn't smoldering or anything.
Yeah.
And it was kind of... You know the fall morning when it's kind of wet and kind of damp on top of things? You assume, it looks wet. It's got to be
it's
out.
It's fine.
So they threw it away, not thinking about it, left.
Oh, I never see, I'm a freak when I throw anything flammable away.
Yep.
I would be touching it
with
my hands.
He hit it with a poker to make sure that it's out was what they should have done. But he just poured it in the trash can, didn't think about it.
Oh.
Him or somebody in their building did, because it was an attached unit with like a condo thing. So there was a stairwell with multiple units, multiple families. Luckily, it was contained to that garage his side of the house and part of the neighbors, but it was a mess.
Whoa, dude.
And we just talked about anxiety with somebody that I know you, Allie, have
fire
anxiety.
That's like one of my biggest anxieties is fire. Like, it freaks me out.
I don't want to
make
it worse. I'm sorry, but
no. Well, you're
be
not
aware,
freaking me out.
But
you
aware.
Can't make it worse. You were making other people who don't have fire anxiety worse. I'm still just going to be stressed.
End of the day, we did have a fire alarm at the Kiss FM studios yesterday.
Well, we did. And I'm just happy. Could I just say that the fire anxiety is my issue? Because imagine it being like driving anxiety, like anything I have to do on
a regular basis. Yeah.
Like if I'm going to have an anxiety or freak show, I'm going to be a freak about stuff.
Sure.
At least it's something I don't encounter, which is fires
for the
most part.
Be like having anxiety of bears. You're rarely going to encounter a bear.
I don't see them, so who cares?
Right.
They just freak me out.
Who cares if you see a bear, the anxiety?
Exactly.
Right? Fires and bears. Stay away from both of them.
Right.
Yogi, it's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 6:56. Good morning. With the commercial-free hours all day, every day. Talking about the Halloween decorations. Did they go too far? We'll talk about this in a second. By the way, we're doing a turn back the clock weekend all weekend long. Daylight saving starts, Saturday night. Does it start or end daylight saving time?
I don't know, and I don't care. I just need to know that the clock gets turned back.
Yeah, the clock goes back and the music will go back too. You'll hear like old school stuff all weekend long.
It's like doing a science test. Like, is it done? Is it turned in? Okay, did I get it? I don't know.
Yes, that's fine. So that starts Friday at 4 o'clock right here on Kiss FM.
Nice.
Turn back the clock all weekend long. So we've got, like, obviously a pandemic going on, so people are forced to do other things for Halloween, like driving around looking at Halloween houses, like houses that are decorated. There's one in Bayview with a bunch of Ghostbusters decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really cool.
Yeah.
They've got, like, the ghost house in
just
front of it.
Had the exchange with my neighbor, are you trick-or-treating this year?
Uh-huh.
The one that always has the Halloween party. And they're not having the party, obviously, as they're telling people not to have parties, but they're not having the party. They are going to trick-or-treat, but anyway.
So, I mean, houses like that are fine.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, fun decorations. They're inflatables. Mm-hmm. It looks fun. Kids can drive by it. But this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, who's not here in Wisconsin, he's in Denver. If you look at his front lawn, he's got like dead bodies, realistic looking dead bodies strewn about like his front lawn. It looks realistic. I put it on our Instagram, 1037 Kiss FM on our Instagram.
My gosh. Yes.
Like, it looks like there's dead bodies in his front lawn.
That's creepy.
And there's like a half dead body in a wheelbarrow. And then you will go up to his window and he's got people like, it's a projector on a screen, but it looks like there's people inside of his house, like zombies trying to get out.
So
like
it's
moaning.
Just too real.
Very real looking.
It's too
very
real
realistic.
Looking that it's freaking people out.
They've called the cops on him three times. Three times the police have showed up to this guy's house.
Oh my
gosh. Each time looking and being like, hey, that's pretty cool. They haven't had a problem with it yet.
I was going to say, did they check all the bodies to make sure they're fake? Because
they
would do that first.
Absolutely.
That would be
a horror movie.
That would be a horror movie where the cops come, don't check the bodies, think they're props, and they're really people.
That's probably a movie somewhere.
You should write that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I love it. I'm not going to write it, but Rick should write it. I'm not going to do that.
You should talk about it in the Hollywood Dirt and how great it does in the box office. I'll get
we'll
Tom
talk
Hanks.
About Riggs's movie.
I'll get Tom Hanks in it. It'll be great.
So the guy is just leaving the decorations
for now,
out. People hate him.
Yes, for now, yes. He's the annoying neighbor with the realistic dead bodies. You can see it on our Instagram and vote on it. 1037
nice.
Kiss FM on our Instagram. Check it there.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, it's not shocking that the gap between the rich and the regular people get bigger because Kim Kardashian is a perfect example of why she's getting lit up on social media for taking her whole family on a tropical resort trip. Okay, here's the story. She's getting lit up on social media. People are saying it was a tone-deaf post because for her 40th birthday, she flew her entire inner circle to a private island.
Okay,
so they could all celebrate.
Yeah.
So she posted these pictures, and it's not, people weren't even mad they weren't masked up. That wasn't even what they were getting lit up for. She wrote on the post of all of them in, on this tropical island, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. We danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. So in moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. So she was trying to write a post saying, I'm so grateful for how lucky I am, but that didn't matter.
No.
People immediately wrote back. One person wrote, I haven't seen my family in 4 months because I work a public-facing job and I'm terrified of the possibility of passing COVID onto them. I hope you had fun pretending things were normal, but spare a thought for those of us staying in the real world. Somebody else wrote, nobody in this family could read a room if their life depended on it. Somebody else wrote, reading this as half of my office got laid off today. I mean, we've watched people get fired around us. We've lost a lot of employees.
15 people back in April. Yeah.
And more later.
And more later. Yeah. Craig, yeah.
Yeah. So I get that she's trying to be, I'm so grateful for my life, but people are right. You're watching our friends lose jobs, struggle to make rent, figure out how to keep your family from getting sick, your vulnerable parents. But you got to look at this crap. Like, I'm not interested. Like,
here's an idea. Go on your little trip with your friends. Do what you're going
to
do. Don't talk about
it. Yourself.
Come back and then do something nice for a bunch of people that are less fortunate and say, hey, I realize I have the privilege to do nice things, but a lot of these people don't. So I'm going to do something nice for all of these people with my money. So that's what I would do if I had money, but that's just
me. Because a lot of us are going crazy feeling stuck in the house or whatever, and now they're telling us to go out less in Wisconsin because the numbers are so high, so we're going back to that nightmare.
Yeah, Milwaukee's changing their mandates tomorrow.
You don't even know, sister.
All the occupancies are changing again tomorrow in Milwaukee. Yeah, everything's changing. So
there you go. So Kim Kardashian getting lit up for her insensitive I'm on a private island with my family post, but hey, life's, you know.
Like this weekend, I'm not going to tweet about me getting a helicopter, renting it with my wife, and flying to Fiji for half an hour. I'm not going to tweet about that and say, right, I realize I'm privileged enough to fly this helicopter to a private island.
Meanwhile, Julie's watching her office get canned.
Right?
You know what I mean? It's like, you have no clue what's happening in
this world. Sydney's getting COVID because she's working in a nurse ward every day for 24 hours a day. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. I want to know who you were arguing with on email back and forth.
I really feel like it was a misunderstanding.
You think?
But it took a minute to clarify and realize I was not going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Because when I got the first email, I went, no, I tried to do the right thing here and I'm getting screwed for it. I tried to do the right thing and I'm getting bit for it. Here's
what's this
happened.
In regards to?
My kids and their school.
Okay.
And I have no issue with anyone at my kids' school. I love them. Let me just say that at the beginning.
Okay. Because they're probably working double duty in a lot of ways.
I get that.
Triple
my
duties.
Kids are virtual.
Duties.
And that was my choice.
Yeah.
We got to choose go to school or virtual. And we only had hybrid for 2 weeks. I wasn't comfortable with that. So I kept them home. And
sure.
Now, you know. So my kids are doing virtual. They got their class. But remember at the end of the school year how, first of all, everyone got sent home immediately in March. And the poor teachers were like trying to figure out what to do. We thought they'd be home for a week or two. It ended up being the whole school year.
Because it went from 2 weeks to a month to six months to what's a school anymore?
So, you know, there was a lot of confusion at the end of the school year because when you had to bring everything back, it was still like crazy. You were bringing back iPads and library books and other books and what's missing and what's not. And they're just trying to get a hold of everything.
Yeah.
Everybody got sent home so abruptly.
They're trying to track down all their stuff.
Yes,
everything.
Right. So
it's a library.
I don't fault them for that.
Yeah.
So what had happened was right before
called that, by the way? What had happened was where you explain yourself. Go ahead.
Before we got locked down and everyone got sent home, my kids would bring home library books and my dog, who loves to eat paper, doesn't rip up anything else. somehow, if the books got left out, she would rip them up with it. She would play and like rip them up. So I ended up with 6 library books destroyed from my kids' school.
Oof, 6?
6 by the end of the year.
Those are now, fun poops to clean up, I bet.
And I knew that I had to
exercise.
Replace them.
Did she just get anxious all the time?
I don't know, dude.
She get pent up?
I don't know. We have to like run her more. I grew up with small dogs and she's a lab. So she. I grew up with dogs that didn't need to be exercised.
She needs to be run.
More exercise. She needs more bones. Yes, yes, yes. But what happened was, so I could have either just paid the school for the books or bought them and replaced them. So I just ordered them all on Amazon, paid for them, choked a little when I paid for them knowing I was buying all these books, but I did it.
Books are expensive.
And on the last day when we had to do the turn-in, I returned all the books that I had bought, but they were in a random bag, and I was throwing stuff at teachers like, here you go, here's all the stuff you need, and here's some library books that my dog ate.
I thought you were going to say you handed them some chewed pages back.
No, hell no.
I was like, okay,
no.
Thank you.
So I moved on with my life. I get an email.
What?
All of a sudden, months later,
from
the librarian saying, your child has some overdue library books from last year, the whole list of all the books I've returned. And I'm like, whoa.
You returned all these?
All of them, but it was chaos. That's what I'm saying. It was the end of the year when we had all been sent home. There was stuff everywhere. You were bringing back so much stuff. Teachers were being handed bags of crap. I get it how they got lost in the shuffle, but I don't know where they went. And I know no one took them. It was just too much crap everywhere. There was a lot of stuff going on. So I'm like,
is it because you bought new ones?
I don't know.
The codes didn't match up or something?
Well, and my thought was, did a teacher take them and think, oh, she's replacing books from my classroom and throw them on her shelf? Who knows? There could have been so many things.
They were new, right?
Yeah. The ones I gave were new.
Yes.
Brand new.
And when you got them, they were used.
No, I bought new ones.
Oh, you bought them new?
I bought brand new books.
I thought you would have taken them from the library.
Well, my kids had, and then the dog ate them.
Oh.
And then I bought new ones to replace them.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So, long story short, as I've gone on about this, I get the email saying your books are overdue, and I'm panicking, going, I returned all these, and nobody's going to believe me. The only thing I have is the Amazon receipt.
Yeah.
And no proof that I, even though I handed them to people at the school, it was chaos, and everyone was taking bags of crap back, because the end of the year and we had been home, right? It was just chaos.
Yes.
So I'm like, they're never going to believe me. I'm trying to do the right thing and buy the books and nobody's going to believe me. So I wrote the librarian back and I said, this is awkward, but I returned these months ago.
Yeah.
I bought all brand new and I handed them to this person and I don't know where they're at, thinking I was going to get recharged.
Yeah.
But she wrote me back and said, it's okay. I'll track down the books.
Oh, thank God.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
It's your job. You're a librarian. Track them down.
But they weren't handed back to her. That's what I'm getting at.
They had to be
you
somewhere, though.
You have to remember, the end of the school year return in June was a nightmare for people because we had been gone randomly for 3 months.
Right.
You know?
But they all got returned eventually.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know if they found them or not. She wrote me back saying, okay, I'll hunt them down. But I was like, am I going to have to rebuy all these books? So it's like this big misunderstanding with the librarian.
Jeez.
But for a split second, I was pissed because I had done the right thing and taken them back and was getting now re-questioned about it. So, Riggs, I don't know where the books are, but I told the librarian the truth, and I'm just hoping for the best.
Dude, it's in her hands now. It's in her hands now.
I know, but what is she supposed to do when somebody bought... Now she's screwed, you know?
Right. Well, as long as the books are there.
I feel bad.
Somehow.
This wouldn't have happened any other year. They would have been handed right back to the librarian, you know?
Checked off right there and then.
So, there you go.
Those are those big misunderstandings that are happening. Going.
I look like a damn thief. I mean, seriously.
Allie.
Yeah, I'm here.
I just went so Wisconsin on Allie. I go, hey, come here once. Come here once. Let me tell you something real quick. Come here once.
I still don't even know what you were talking about, though.
I was talking about Play-Doh. Do your kids use Play-Doh? Have they used Play-Doh?
They have. I mean, we've had a ton over the years, and a lot of it gets thrown out because it gets dried out and hard because they don't put it back in the containers correctly. Then I just get pissed.
And you get those weirdo, earthy parents that make their own Play-Doh at home.
Oh,
which is never the same.
Those are people that like make their own slime.
Right.
Like, who the hell has time for that? Like, props to you if you have that time. I wish I had time to make that kind of crap.
Well, Play-Doh just announced that they have now Play-Doh for adults. Play-Doh.
Wait. So because why the hell would there be anything different between Play-Doh for kids and Play-Doh for adults? Aren't they the same thing?
What do you not like about Play-Doh other than the mess?
It's not a mess to me. I don't think Play-Doh's that bad. I think painted. When I think of my kids, I think of more artsy stuff.
Do you enjoy the smell of Play-Doh? Does it smell bad to you?
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
Do you not like it?
I'm neither here nor there on the smell of Play-Doh. But that's where they're going with the adult theme, is adult scented Play-Doh.
Do adults not like the smell of Play-Doh?
Apparently not.
I have questions. You can text in to 414-799-1037 or call. I mean, what?
So they're saying it's just like regular Play-Doh, but it comes in different scents, like overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, spa day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King. This is like a meat-scented one.
So
they have different scented Play-Doh that's, all of a sudden now, that's for adults.
They're trying to find
scented.
A new group to sell to.
But what are adults going to do with it that kids wouldn't do with it? And why would adults embrace Play-Doh now that it's scented?
Yeah.
I don't understand how this can make money.
Right.
I just saw Play-Doh and
it's
that's something about our childhood that's nostalgic.
Look
right?
at all the, I like to color. The coloring for adults came back. Because it was one of those things we did almost as a, you know, when you were a kid, art can be a coping skill.
Totally.
So it can really help you check out or, you know, escape
and a
whatever.
A positive one, too. It's not drinking and turning to drugs or doing something unhealthy.
It's a positive one, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play-Doh for grown-ups. I don't think that it really matters. I think it's a silly thing, but it's sold out now. People can't buy it. People are losing their minds over it.
Stop it.
Because it's one of those nostalgic things.
Somebody just texted in and said, kids are just going to want to eat the Play-Doh more.
They are.
Because of the smell.
They will. Because they already want to eat it. And that's, did your kids eat it too?
No. Hell no. I would have flipped. Not that I know. They probably did eat it and I didn't know. Somebody else texted in and said, I have Play-Doh for my anxiety. I squeeze it kind of like putty. That did occur to me. I could see that being like an adult ball.
They have fidgets that are like that. The little gel fidgets type things where you can kind of play with them with your fingers and that. People love that, especially kids with ADHD. Kids with autism enjoy that too.
Which that's my
something
kids.
They can do with their hands and their hand eye coordination.
Exercise for kids with ADHD is so important.
You got to run them like dogs.
People are texting in, and somebody else said, "Allie, the smell is so bad.
The Play-Doh smells."
Because we said we don't. It doesn't bother us.
I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland on the scent of Play-Doh.
Somebody else said, "I love the smell of Play-Doh. I'm always smelling it when my kids are playing with it." It's like people that like the smell of markers. You're weird.
I do like the smell of markers. I know you're not supposed to, but I love the smell of markers.
Yeah, that's
strange. That's why when they came out with scented markers, I was like, ooh. So maybe that's what they're trying to do. Same type of thing.
Because somebody else said it makes them gag, the smell of Play-Doh.
There you go. Maybe there's your question. Do you enjoy or hate the scent of Play-Doh?
Seriously, that's what people are texting in. I'm indifferent on it.
So 414-799-1037. Are you heated one way or the other with the scent of Play-Doh?
What happened in your childhood? You're so mad about the smell of Play-Doh.
Let's talk about your childhood. It's Kiss FM.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Aw, I'm not going to lie. I feel like these two are already married, but they're not. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton announced they're engaged. They've been dating since 2015. 5 years.
Wow.
I mean, it does feel like they've been together for a long time, but 5 years is a really long time. That's a long period for us to.
Yeah, and that's I think that's a good period to wait and see if you want to take the next step, like you said earlier.
Right, because they live together. They've been living, you know, in Oklahoma at times on his ranch, and they were in L.A., and he's been very close with her kids since go.
Yeah.
And remember, there was a lot of drama in her marriage to Gavin Rosdale. He had a love child, we found
that's
out
right.
about, who was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
We found that out towards the end of their marriage. There was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So I'm happy if she's happy. I mean, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, she's older.
Yeah.
What is she? What did I say she was?
51.
He's 46. So.
And they're on The Voice together, which I caught the end of last night, and they didn't make any reference to it other than she said, he's been my boyfriend for the last 5 years, so I learned about country music from him. But she didn't mention fiance last night.
So it was taped before they got engaged.
Uh-huh. So I'm wondering if they're going to build to that. I'm sure they'll talk about it on that show.
Yeah.
Which is still on. 19 seasons, The Voice.
It's a good show.
Oh. It is.
But they also do more than one a year, I bet, right?
They do, yeah.
So it's not been 19 years. It's been 19 seasons.
It's like Dancing with the Stars or The Bachelor. They'll have a couple seasons in a year.
Right, but it's better. But better.
Yeah.
The voice is better, yes.
Yeah, it is.
I like the voice better than Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, 100%.
Times 100.
Between the two, yes.
Yes. So Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton getting married. She said, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. That's what she said to Blake.
That's nice.
Hopefully she'll learn a man can't save her one day, but hey.
They still haven't.
Save yourself.
They never accepted my idea for the backwards voice.
What's the backwards voice?
That's where, you know how the voice is, the judges are facing their backs to you when you come out to sing. If you're a contestant on the show and you start singing and then they turn around and face you if they like your voice because they can't see you. All they can hear is your voice.
Right.
Now the backwards voice,
okay.
You come out on stage to perform and they're all watching you. And if you suck, they turn around and put their back to you.
It's a mean version of the voice. Oh, that
yes.
makes total nonsense. But
not
okay,
at all.
Thank you, Riggs.
Maybe this that's why
I was a network executive and you walked in and said that, I would go, your idea is stupid and you've been denied. But
okay, well,
you.
That's why they haven't called me back then. All right, thank you.
It's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Which dating apps are you on right now?
What am I not on? I mean, come on. I'm on
swiping
Tinder.
On them all?
I'm on Hinge. I'm on Bumble. I'm on Plenty of Fish, which I freaking hate that one.
Yeah.
I'm on, I think it's an awful one. I'm on Match. I mean, I'm on them all. And it's all
also,
the same people.
I still get emails. You are on ChristianMingle.com as well. JesusPants22.
Riggs signed me up for Christian Mingle, which is funny because I'm not Christian at all. But ironically, that just you're funny. Okay,
what is the Jewish equivalent? Isn't there like J-Date?
There is a Jewish dating site, but I'm not religious. So I'm not, and when people put their religion on profiles, I swipe no because I assume they're religious.
Yeah. Well, it's important to some people.
If you're writing it on your profile, I think it's important to you.
Yeah.
And I can't deliver a church service every Sunday to you. So you're going to have to find somebody who can.
You cannot, no. Nor will you go to a temple of any sort, really.
Right?
So
let's be real.
So the coronavirus has kind of changed the landscape with dating now.
Yeah.
Because now who do you go out? Who do you go on a date with somebody?
It's really hard to figure out what to do. That's why I've been single this whole time. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yes. So they've got this whole new set
so
of like
bored.
Words and language now that have been kind of developed because of coronavirus.
Like, what does that mean, though?
Well, basically, like when you determine if somebody is worth going on a risking an in-person date, like somebody. Like you, Allie.
Right.
Like, you're very careful at who you talk to all the time.
I don't talk to many people.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So if somebody's, you're going to go on a date with somebody, they are COVID worthy.
Oh,
that's what
big
they're called
time.
Now. They're COVID worthy.
Big time.
Right? Because
and I think that's the problem. I can't find someone who is.
COVID worthy.
In a normal
See?
World, I would go out with a ton of dudes and I wouldn't think, because and if it didn't work, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But with COVID, you can't just try it and say it doesn't work because you're putting yourself at risk every time.
By the way, you can always call or text 414-799-1037 if you've encountered anything like this.
Yep.
If you have somebody COVID worthy in your life. Sexually distancing is another one. Instead of socially distancing, sexually distancing. This is when you pause your life of, you know, hot dogs and donuts and activities for the better good of not spreading coronavirus.
I don't understand why you can't just say socially distanced.
Because you're sexually distancing. Because
it's the same thing.
You're not getting it on with somebody, though.
What's the difference? They're
because
the same.
You're playing hot dogs and donuts with this person.
Okay.
They're not just a regular everyday friend.
Yes.
Virtual dates are a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual date is a new term.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are doing FaceTime dates a bunch before they go and meet
I
in person.
I FaceTimed guys before I went out with them. The first two dudes that I dated last summer, I FaceTimed both of them quite a bit before I even went out with them. And then I was comfortable by the time we went out.
Yeah.
So I knew that they were real. I knew that I'd seen their house and knew that they didn't have like a wife in the background. Like, these are all things that Matt, no, really, with FaceTime.
No, I get it, yeah.
It's the type of thing you need.
Who
you need to make sure they're telling the truth.
Who's that woman behind you? Oh, she's cleaning my house.
Could you imagine?
She's
But if guys won't FaceTime with you, it's a red flag.
The ultimate thing of
time.
If you were a guy and cheating and your wife was in the background is say,
could you imagine?
That would say, that's the plumber who's here fixing some pipes. Oh, really? And I go, yeah, women can be plumbers too. You got a problem with that? Click. It's a great way to get out of it.
Oh, man.
Quarantine and chill is a new thing now. Instead
I've
of Netflix
that.
And chill, quarantine and chill.
I've actually seen that on dating profiles.
Quarantine and chill? Is that just where you hang out, just you two together?
I guess. Where you're saying, hey, I want to meet someone, but I want to do it safe and alone, I guess. I really wish I had a companion right now. Like, I am lonely in that sense because we're not going out and doing other stuff.
No.
So there's times I don't want a ton of guys. I just need one right now.
You just need one reliable.
To entertain me and to be safe and and be reliable.
Is
that
too much to ask?
Yes, apparently it is because I gave up on it.
The last one, how COVID has changed the dating world. Have you seen anybody put that they're an antibody boy or an antibody girl on their website, on their profile?
No.
People are putting this on their profile to brag that they have COVID-19 antibodies.
Hoping that wouldn't make me feel any better, though.
Hoping that it will lead to more matches somehow, either with somebody else who has the antibodies, like they've already had COVID.
Or you'll feel safe with them.
Feel like we're safe because we've already had it.
I don't feel like someone who's had it is safe.
No.
I feel like we don't even know if you can get it again yet. We're still waiting on the word on that. So for me, it doesn't even matter if you've had it.
Yeah, so if you put that on your profile, I wouldn't think that anybody would want to swipe on that.
Right.
If anything, I would think it would deter people from swiping on your profile.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
If you're publicizing that you have antibodies, that's a strange thing to brag about.
I find it's really hard.
It's changed everything,
man. And we all have so many options that I see it. I see it on their end and I see it on my end. I'll get messages, but there's too many options to even try to fit. That's the problem. Online dating has given people too many options and we can't settle down anymore because we don't need to and we don't have to.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know?
What's your experience have been like? 414-799-1037. You can always call or text us. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley. Update on voting. We'll give that to you. Alley, you're talking about your voting coming up after 9 o'clock.
I got my ballot right here ready to be dropped off.
Yep. We'll talk about that a little after 9. We're less than a week away from the election. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Thank God.
Put yourself in the mind for a second, Allie.
Yeah.
Of a criminal, okay? Like somebody that wants to rob somebody.
Thank you for assuming I'm not a criminal and I have to go to that place in my mind. I appreciate that.
Well, now put yourself in the mind of a stupid criminal, like a really dumb criminal who breaks into a place and thinks, wow, I'm going to break into a place and get some money. And then this criminal gets into the room and he finds a safe, like a big safe.
Okay.
What a criminal would think is like, holy crap, this is awesome.
I hit the jackpot.
And on top of the safe is the combination to the safe. All of the numbers. You don't have to do any work. You just got to put the combination in. So they put the combination in.
Yeah.
Open it up. Safe is empty. Nothing in it at all. Because when they looked around, they had actually broken into a building. They thought it was an office building.
Yeah.
It was an escape room that they had broken into. You know those escape rooms that people have all the time?
Wait. They broke into a...
They broke into an escape room. And there was a safe. And at the end of some of these escape rooms, you have to put together a puzzle.
Oh, God.
So at the end of the night, the last group that did the escape room left the combination to the safe.
Wow.
And the people that worked there hadn't changed it out yet. So the criminals break in thinking they're going to get all this money from this huge safe.
Yeah.
And they're on camera. They're masked, but they were on camera doing this.
Yeah.
Still on the loose. Still looking for these guys or girls that did this. Because I'm not going to assume it was men that could do this. There could be some crafty ladies out there that break into an escape room.
Right, but this is damn funny.
Right?
I mean,
of all the places,
you broke into an escape room. Dumb.
People are trying to get out of there. You're trying to get into there for some reason.
I don't know how you broke into.
Right?
Isn't that your target? I mean, it's the strangest thing.
You're so desperate, you just want to get something because people that are doing that are desperate.
Yeah.
They're hopeless.
Yeah,
they're at the end of their rope. Yeah.
You have nothing to lose.
So
if you're
who
doing
cares?
That kind
I'm
of stuff.
I'm just going to break into this place and hope there's something in there. They got away with a camera, some candy, a soda, and $11 in cash.
And all of it was caught on tape because it's an escape room that watches you go.
Yep, they will probably find those people take them away. So don't be stupid, all right?
Don't be stupid, you moron, right?
Thank you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial-free hours. We do them all day, every day. Here's Roxanne.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, congratulations to a couple that I forgot isn't already married. They announced their engagement, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they've been dating since 2015. 5 years. 5 years. Like, I feel like they've been together, but I also feel like 5 years is a long time. And I'm blown away it's been that long at the same time, you know?
I'm surprised that they haven't been married already.
Yeah.
Just silently or quietly just flown under the radar with that.
Nobody gets married anymore, not to mention people in their 40s and 50s. Like, what's the point, right? At least for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't get the point of getting married again at this rate because I don't
the
care.
People that
I
it's for,
kids.
It works great for. The people it's not for, it's not for.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like skydiving. Not everybody's going to love it. Not everybody needs to do it. But
that's true.
It's
good
for some people.
But at least for once, you're not forced into it by society. We finally can make our own decisions.
It's like my grandpa always says, it's good if you like it.
That is a really deep, random, simple thought by your grandpa.
Yep. Let me he says that you. All the time about food, and I'm like, that's disgusting. You eat that? He goes, yeah, it's good if you like it.
He's right.
He is. He's not wrong.
Well, they've been dating. They'd both been married before. She was married to Gavin Rosdale, had kids with him. He was married to Miranda Lambert. She had issues towards the end. We know about Gavin Rosdale having a love child, and they were dealing with that for a couple. He had like a 20-year-old kid nobody knew about till the kid, they announced it, and the kid's like 20. We were like, huh?
He did tour with a rock band for quite some time. Probably had a little groupie action. Who
you
knows?
Think?
Who knows?
You know how many dudes have love childs that are that travel that just pay them off and nobody knows?
So
I don't
many.
Even want to know the number, dude.
Yeah. Quite a few. Well, they haven't mentioned it on The Voice. At least as of last night, they didn't mention it. She said my boyfriend last night on the end of The Voice.
Because
it's early, So they probably will be talking about it soon on the season because they love talking about their lives.
They're like the random couple that seems so different yet makes so much sense.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, they're totally different at the core of their personalities. She doesn't like country. She got into it because of him.
Yep.
He's a country guy, you know?
They did a song together, too.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're different. Like, she's much more eccentric and flashy, and he's like your average country random Midwestern dude. Like, they're different in that sense, like but yet they work.
She's like a punk ska chick. She's
kind
like, she's a little rocker.
And he's like the average Midwestern country guy, right?
Uh-huh.
They're so different in that sense. Yeah.
Maybe opposites attract with them. Who knows?
Something.
And I forgot that John Legend is on The Voice, by the way. I forgot he's on the Voice.
Dude, John Legend, I'm so sad for them. Chrissy Teigen finally posted a whole thing about the loss of their baby because she was in the hospital. She had to deliver it 20 weeks. This is just the past week or two. Yeah. She had to deliver it 20 weeks. They could not stop all of the bleeding and the baby died.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least she opened up for other women that probably have gone through that don't feel ashamed about it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Big time. So
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton
are engaged.
Engaged. Oh, boy. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. By the way, we're doing Turn Back the Clock all weekend long. Throwback song starting Friday at 4. Because we turn back the clock this weekend for daylight saving time. All right.
I turned the clock ahead. That's what I did this week.
Right?
I'm blown away by how many people have already voted. Do
so
people,
many people
understand that this has how many 65 million people have voted? That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah.
And people are really motivated to vote. But
they
how can you not be in 2020? There's a lot going on.
A lot of issues that people want to vote on. Yeah.
Today is the day, my friends. You hear that? It's my absentee ballot. I'm dropping it at City Hall, and I'm pumped.
Yeah.
And I got up this morning, and my only issue was I realized I need a witness.
Yeah, you do.
I need a, when you have an absentee, you got to have a witness, and I'm a single mom with two little kids who can't sign it because they're minors. So I'm sitting there like, I can't even win. I can't even vote for trying, man.
You can't even get like one of your kids to forge a little signature on there?
I'm not screwing around with it.
No.
With all the BS allegations being made about voter fraud, which are not even true this year. I'm just doing it all right, so
yeah,
I don't gotta hear about it.
I don't want anybody messing with my vote either.
No. So I put my vote on, my votes, because there was more than just president, and I was happy to vote for all of those things in my district. And I voted, and I had the witness sign my nanny when she got there this morning, because then I had an adult in the house, and then I sealed her up, and I'm taking her to City Hall when we get off the air, and I am pumped.
Yeah.
And I wrote on my Instagram story why I can't wait to vote, but I'll make you go look at my either Instagram or Facebook story to see.
I was talking.
I'm pissed.
My wife and I were going over our ballots last night and looking down at everybody that we had options for.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them are unopposed in our district in Franklin.
Yeah.
But I was explaining to her that there are state representatives that are only in Wisconsin because Wisconsin has its own representatives and judicial branch and everything.
We have our own Congress, just like the United States. States has their own Congress kind of thing, but it's House of Representatives, Senate.
And she was like confused for a second because she goes, wait a second, I thought we already had senators. Like, what about Baldwin?
So your wife didn't know we have U.S.
She did,
and
but
state?
She, yeah, but she wasn't, she forgot about that. She was, because she was getting confused looking at the ballot. She was going, wait a minute.
Yeah, they're either running for United States Senator, and if that's the case, they'll work in D.C.
Yeah.
Or a Wisconsin senator, they would work in Madison for the state. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's fine to clarify that for people. There's probably people that don't get that,
Some people don't, yes.
Which is crazy.
Well, go back and watch I'm Just a Bill. It's an old Schoolhouse Rock video. Go ahead, look it on YouTube. You can find it. It explains the branch of government, how a bill becomes a law, how it gets like ratified in the
government
state.
Government all over again, the one you took in seventh grade.
But you should know all this stuff because it's way more important than just the top of the ballot with the president. Yes, that's important, but there are so many
other
people.
Very important.
That makes so many decisions underneath. People that make decisions locally about whatever.
Why why were they fighting over stimulus checks? Because our U.S. senators
but anything
could not,
that
people
are passionate for. This is how laws get created, national and state laws. Like a school bus stopping at railroad tracks. Like a little community decides that should be a law here. And then they're like, you know what? This should be a law everywhere. And that's how it happens. Electing those people.
I mean, look at what we've had happen in our own state politics.
Yeah.
We've had our own Supreme Court strike down stuff.
So productive here.
What? Were you being serious? Or?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I was like, are you for real right now?
If you pay attention to politics, you might laugh at that.
We've been set back. I don't know if we've been set forward.
So go vote. We do have until next week. You also, I didn't know you could change your vote.
Yeah.
If you write it in, by hand, you can do it. You have to do it by tomorrow, by Thursday.
You can do it, three times in Wisconsin or something?
Yeah, it's called a soiled boat or a dead ballot.
Which seems ridiculous, but the point is, you have to remember the candidates are still campaigning. Mm-hmm. So if by some whatever, they say something you decided you did or didn't like a couple days before, you could change your vote.
You could.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was true because I was like, my wife goes yesterday, she goes, you can change your vote. And I went, I don't think that's right. Can you? And I looked into
it. It's our vote. Yeah. It's our power. It's the one time we get to have any power when it comes to decisions being made.
Yep.
This is it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Hopefully, this is all over next Tuesday. Hopefully.
It better be.
And there's not a long contesting, drawn out who
I'm
won
not
what.
Even thinking about that. I'm still blown away that 65 million people have voted.
Good.
That is insane.
I just wonder
that's amazing.
How many will turn up and do it in person?
Well, that's the question. Now, the real question is because let's say 65 million have voted, right?
Yeah.
So that's about half of what voted in the election 4 years ago. So we're already half, we already have half the votes in from 4 years ago. So the question is now, is that because there are more people voting or is that because people are motivated to vote and be done and you're still, are you going to have the same number or are you going to have more? We're going to have to wait
hope
and see.
So. It'd be nice to see.
I hope so too.
They're also doing something called Souls to the Polls in Milwaukee where they're giving rides to and from. It's like Milwaukee inner city churches that work together to
give people
rides from their house to the polls and back and forth. And they're safe with it. They're doing the social distancing,
cars,
masks in the cars.
Take them for granted.
Yeah.
There are people that...
And the people that don't have cars are like, well, I'm helpless. Why would I vote? I can't get anywhere. Screw
it. Nobody's going to help
Screw
me
it.
Anyway.
I'm not going to get out. Well, there are ways to help you. And 211 is another good number you can use for that too, because they'll put you in touch with people that can help with that. So.
Well, my ballot's ready.
There you go.
I'm gonna feel good knowing it's done, I did all I could do, and it, man.
I'm old school. I got mine absentee, but I want to turn it in on election day. I like to turn it in. On election day.
Oh.
I like to do it in person and know that it's right there in the mailbox at the clerk. That's just how I roll.
Oh, it's the control freak.
100% the control thing,
I'm turning mine into a ballot box at City Hall. What's the difference? You think mine's not going to go anywhere?
I like to wait until the day of. I just want to know. I like to see it going in physically.
Yesterday, if you have an absentee, though, I would drop it off at this point.
Yeah.
Because Wisconsin is not taking them after the point was to get it by the day of the has to be in by that election day. So I loved it how mine said either you have to mail it and because you don't know, you're hoping it'll get in.
Yeah.
But to just drop it off is a lot easier. And then I know it's in and I don't risk it not getting there.
Yeah.
You know,
but you got until Tuesday. So vote.
Do it.
Vote.
Do it.
You voting yet?
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. By the way.
Morning.
You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Always there or with the radio.com app because your phone is now your radio.
Ding.
That's right. Download the radio.com app today. You can get it for your iPhone or for your Android phone or whatever. You can even.
Yep.
What did you learn on the show this morning? Anything? Ooh. Anything at all? Anything at all?
What do
this
I want to say about you?
Morning?
Let me see here.
I learned
that Riggs still believes in the single file. single file fire alarm drill, even for grown-ups. I'm like, no, that's a kid thing.
No. I think when there's a fire alarm, all adults should assemble in the hallway in a single file line and leave the building and let the firemen do their job. Didn't you hear me? You run out of the studio yesterday when our alarm went off. I went, single file.
And I looked at Riggs. I go, that's like a third grade thing. We don't have to do single file at work. Just get out of the damn building, man. Riggs is lining up like he's the first letter in the alphabet.
And then
he's
standing
at the front of the line.
You're damn right. And I want to get in the parking lot and take attendance with everybody here. Everybody. Present. You say present when I say your name. Allie.
No.
Allie.
No, because I'm out of the building. I'm not waiting for the single file line. I saved my own life and left the building. Riggs is still inside waiting for the line.
I'm gathering people. I'm trying to save lives here.
We did have a small fire.
We did.
At the not in this building, in one of our other buildings. And I can't believe, I thought it was a false fire alarm. I learned today it wasn't.
No, you can hear the whole story at our website, 1037kissfm.com. I'll post the show there momentarily. Mm-hmm. I learned that you were having a battle with the librarian at your kid's school.
Not bad. See, now I feel bad. I look like the crazy mom.
Well, she was saying that you didn't have you had checked out some books.
My kids had seven books missing from the school library, okay? But it was because my dog likes to eat paper and the kids left them out and she ripped them up. So I rebought them, returned them at the end of last year, but there was some kind of miscommunication because it was chaos at the end of the school year because of, being shut down.
Yeah.
So I was afraid I was going to have to rebuy and nobody was going to believe me that I had taken all the books back. Luckily, she believes me.
You know what screwed you?
And she's looking for the books now.
The Dewey Decimal System screwed you.
I don't even know about... I don't even remember the Dewey Decimal System at this point. What was it?
She should know what it is. The librarian.
That's right.
It was a way that you categorized and indexed books when they had those cards. Really old libraries have.
Clearly, I'm very... I'm a library regular. I mean, come on, Riggs.
Now you just use the internet like a normal person.
Right?
It's 103.7 KISS FM. We do commercial-free hours here all day, every day, and 2 hours commercial-free starts at noon today on KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.